The AI world is buzzing today as yesterday's big news about OpenAI's strategic shift has already led to a monumental new partnership. After ending its exclusive cloud agreement with Microsoft, OpenAI wasted no time in forging a significant alliance with a major competitor, signaling a rapid reordering of the AI cloud landscape. This move isn't just a ripple, it's a wave, setting the stage for broader access to cutting-edge AI models and intensifying competition among cloud providers. We'll dive into what this means for the industry and for users looking to leverage advanced AI capabilities. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today confirms what many speculated yesterday. OpenAI is officially bringing its advanced AI models to Amazon Web Services. According to CNBC.com, this pivotal announcement comes just a day after OpenAI revamped its relationship with Microsoft, ending the software giant's exclusive rights to host its products. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Amazon Web Services CEO Matt Garman have quickly moved to solidify this new alliance, which will allow OpenAI to run all of its products on AWS, significantly expanding its reach and accessibility. GuruFocus.com reported that Amazon.com Inc. swiftly capitalized on OpenAI's decision, with TechCrunch adding that Amazon was already offering new OpenAI products on AWS almost immediately after the exclusivity ended. This strategic partnership means developers and enterprises using AWS will now have direct access to OpenAI's cutting-edge models, fostering greater innovation and competition in the cloud AI market. It marks a significant shift in the AI ecosystem, moving towards a multi-cloud strategy for OpenAI and providing AWS with a powerful new offering to compete with Microsoft Azure's existing OpenAI integrations. This development is crucial for anyone tracking the commercialization of AI, as it could lead to more diverse offerings and greater accessibility for developers and enterprises looking to leverage advanced AI capabilities beyond a single ecosystem. Shifting gears to the intersection of AI and national security, Google has reportedly signed a major artificial intelligence deal with the Pentagon. The New York Times reported that this agreement will see Google providing AI capabilities for classified networks, joining other prominent AI firms in this sensitive sector. This move places Google alongside OpenAI and Elon Musk's xAI, both of whom have also secured deals to supply AI services to the U.S. Department of Defense. The report also noted that these collaborations are unfolding amidst an ongoing dispute with Anthropic, another leading AI company, regarding its involvement with military contracts. This expansion of AI into defense applications highlights the increasing strategic importance of advanced technology for national security, as major tech players vie for influence and contracts within the government sector. The Pentagon's growing reliance on private AI companies for classified operations underscores a broader trend of integrating cutting-edge commercial AI into critical government functions, raising both opportunities and complex ethical considerations. In a fascinating economic paradox, a top NVIDIA executive recently highlighted that the cost of AI compute is currently far exceeding the cost of human employees. According to Fortune, this statement comes amidst a backdrop of significant tech layoffs in 2026, with data from layoffs.fyi indicating that workforce reductions are outpacing last year's totals across nearly 100 companies. The executive's comments underscore a meaningful discrepancy in the economics of AI, where massive investments in AI infrastructure and processing power are driving up costs, even as companies simultaneously reduce their human workforce. Keith Lee, an AI and finance professor at the Swiss Institute of Artificial Intelligence's Gordon, further explained that this dynamic reveals the immense capital expenditure required to develop and deploy advanced AI systems. This situation suggests that while AI promises long-term efficiencies and transformative capabilities, the immediate financial outlay for its development and operational cost remains incredibly high, influencing strategic decisions around staffing and resource allocation in the tech industry. It's a stark reminder that the path to AI-driven productivity is paved with substantial upfront investment, creating a complex economic landscape for businesses navigating this technological revolution. On the consumer front, General Motors is making a significant leap in automotive technology by integrating Google's Gemini AI into millions of its vehicles. According to news.gm.com, this move will bring advanced AI capabilities to eligible 2022 and newer Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, enhancing the in-car experience for a vast number of drivers. The integration of Gemini promises to deliver more intelligent voice assistance, personalized infotainment, and potentially more sophisticated navigation and vehicle control features directly within the car's operating system. This partnership underscores the automotive industry's accelerating adoption of generative AI to create more intuitive and connected vehicles, transforming how drivers interact with their cars and access information on the go. It represents a major step towards a future where vehicles are not just modes of transport, but intelligent AI-powered companions, offering a seamless blend of digital and physical experiences. This development is a clear signal that AI is moving beyond our phones and computers, becoming an integral part of our daily lives in increasingly diverse and practical applications. In a quick hit, Amazon Web Services unveiled several new AI-powered offerings at its What's Next with AWS 2026 event. AWS News Blog reported the launch of Amazon Q, a new AI assistant designed for work, complete with a desktop app and expanded integrations. Additionally, AWS expanded its Amazon Connect service into four distinct agentic AI solutions tailored for supply chain, hiring, customer experience, and healthcare, further broadening its enterprise AI portfolio. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the ethical debates surrounding AI's role in defense. Euronews reported that Google employees are urging their CEO to reject what they call inhumane classified military AI use, citing concerns over mass surveillance and lethal autonomous weapons.
This internal dissent highlights the ongoing tension between technological advancement and ethical responsibility, a conversation that will undoubtedly continue to shape AI policy and corporate decisions moving forward. That is TSL, bite-sized, for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news. See you tomorrow.